I would like to propose a solution to the current so-called Social Security crisis. This solution has an advantage over numerous other proposals in that, first of all, it is politically feasible in the sense that it requires no legislative change or change in the current climate of opinion to implement, and second, that it is one of the most moral solutions conceivable short of abolishing the entire Social Security system altogether. Now, in some respects, this may not be an easy solution, but I'm willing to implement it. I'm willing to practice what I preach, and I hope that you will take it into consideration as well. What is my solution? My solution is that I personally will refuse to accept any manner of Social Security payments from the government at any time in the future, and I urge you to do the same. Now, at the same time, I'm not saying that I will somehow rebel against paying taxes to support the Social Security program. Unfortunately, if I want to lead a decent life, I do not have such a choice. The government is armed with a big club, and it will exert this force against me if I choose not to pay my taxes. So for the sake of prudence, I will keep doing so. Now, however, when I choose to accept a Social Security payment, I would not just be getting tax money that I had put into the system. If that were the case, there would be no point for the government to institute Social Security in the first place. Rather, Social Security is what is called a Ponzi scheme. Ponzi schemes originated with the famous swindler Charles Ponzi. Charles Ponzi is the originator of get-rich-quick schemes, pyramid schemes, and other kinds of dishonest ventures, and he publicized the first of these in the early 20th century. The way a Ponzi scheme works is that the income of people at the top of the pyramid, the first entrance into the system, is funded by contributions from the later entrance into the system. And this keeps going indefinitely until people realize, somewhere down the road, the nature of this kind of swindle. And then they refuse to contribute to the system, or there are simply not enough of them to contribute to the system, because each layer of the pyramid, as you go down, increases in numbers. Otherwise, the people further up the top of the pyramid would not be able to get enough payments relative to what they were promised. So, as a result, the Ponzi scheme will inevitably fail. It's just a question of when. Now, of course, some people who are near the top of the pyramid can expect to actually benefit from the Ponzi scheme, and this gives them the incentive of perpetuating it. But doing so, I would argue, is immoral. First of all, it is fraudulent because it fosters false expectations in everybody else who participates in this scheme with the aim of becoming wealthier. And second, it is a redistribution of wealth without engaging in any kind of honest production or honest giving of service to other people. So what would happen if I, say, 40 or 50 years down the line, were to accept Social Security contributions? I would be fleecing younger generations who would have been working at that time. And I would say no thank you. I believe that the first rule in policy and in personal behavior, just like the first rule in medicine, should be a kind of Hippocratic oath. First, do no harm. And I hereby pledge that I will do no harm to people younger than myself. I will not redistribute their wealth to me, even if the government leaves me a mechanism for doing so. And I urge all of you to accept a similar resolution, especially if you are young and you do not yet have a sufficient stake in the Social Security system that would leave you no other alternative. Now, I would also argue that adopting my kind of resolution to this crisis will actually make you financially better off in the future. Let's say you're a young person, you're in your 20s or your 30s, so you still have plenty of time to work and plenty of time to save money. If you had relied on the Social Security system to be there for you, you might not have as much of an incentive to save. You would think, well, the government is going to take care of me anyway. But if you knew that the Social Security system would probably encounter severe difficulties in the future, and if you were also convinced that it was an immoral system to begin with, because it is a system for the coercive redistribution of wealth, which is worse than a Ponzi scheme on the free market, then you would personally opt out of the system, even as you pay taxes into it. You would treat those taxes not as conferring a future benefit, but simply as a sunk cost, essentially very similar to the kinds of bribes that the mafia would demand of you to continue doing business in certain areas. And while those costs may be unpleasant, they are unfortunately a fact of life, and you need to deal with them. But the rest of the money the government lets you keep, you can actually save for the future. And you will end up, if you reject the Social Security system personally, with a much larger amount of money to take care of yourself than the Social Security system would have given you. From your own savings, you do not have to take a fixed payment as determined by the government every month. Instead, you can use them however you wish. In the long term, the kind of discipline that saving for your own retirement or your own old age will cultivate in you is a much, much better payoff than anything the Social Security system could give you. So I would argue that my solution is not only politically feasible, not only the moral thing to do, but it will make anybody enacting it much better off in the future in terms of personal well-being and personal habits. So I urge you to stop becoming part of the problem and start becoming part of the solution. I would make the analogy to high school, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with. In high school, many people, when they come in as freshmen, are mocked by the seniors. But then, as they become seniors, they decide, well, they've now advanced enough up the pecking order that they can mock the freshmen too. And the poor freshmen always bear the brunt of it, and this cycle of mocking and being mocked continues. The same is true of the Social Security system. Well, when I was a senior in high school, I made a resolution not to mock the freshmen, but be nice to them and help them, because that was the moral thing to do, and it would make me a better person. And I believe that the same could be said of Social Security. Don't mock the freshmen. Don't steal from the young people. Work and save and be a better person in consequence.